Abhinandan Prabhu of New Vrajadam is asking the following question. He says, surrender, does this just take place on the spiritual platform? And what do you have to do in order to get there? Okay, today's Sunday here. Trishinga Radhatamadar in golden clothes. If you've seen their picture, this is sometimes the dress that I give the deities when I'm sort of on a writing marathon, and it's made of gold that fits on their forms, and then I just put the veil and turban on Radhadamodar. Okay, let's talk about surrender. It's not a new topic. I've mentioned it before. Surrender is a process. It really begins when individuals accept the dictates of a religiously based society, which in our case would be a Varnashram society, and follow that, base their Varna Ashram, based how they live, how they work, on the direction of scripture. And to accept that, to accept superior authority, and of course that authority comes from the Lord in the form of scripture, in the form of sadhus, in the form of spiritual masters. This then becomes the guiding principle of a person's life, rather than yashastra vidim utsrija, rather than rejecting that and just living according to, Krishna says, according to one's whims. And thereby one really follows the wrong path in life. And in the beginning stages, this is common to all religions and even in Krishna consciousness, one may surrender because one doesn't want to go to hell. One doesn't want to suffer sin. That was also Arjuna's beginning argument. Oh, we're going to go to sin, go to hell. We're going to have so much sinful reaction. We're acting against scripture. This is improper. And while Arjuna's argument was correct, it wasn't actually what Krishna wanted to hear from him. Krishna wanted to hear some higher things. So, the fear of God, surrendering because of fear, that's one type of surrender. But by that surrendering process, one accepts the activities of chanting Hare Krishna, following regulative principles. Sometimes in the beginning one may not be following all regulative principles, any regulative principles. But by surrendering to the chanting process and the association of Vaishnavas, one progresses, one advances, and the symptom of that advancement is purification of the heart. And purification of the heart reflects in terms of the motivation with which someone actually works or acts, the motivation with which one surrenders. And that motivation matures. It will mature until persons are wanting to, not because they're afraid, but yes, I want to follow scripture. I want to surrender. Why do you want to surrender? Some people may see that, well, those who are surrendered and those who follow Krishna, they have a good life. They have a better life because they're living naturally, lawfully. Therefore, they get good karma. They get good reaction. They live comfortably. And they have all kinds of benefits in their life. So one may be motivated like that. He's motivated by material gain to surrender. Still, he's surrendering to the process, and in that way he's advancing. And as he advances, then he actually starts to feel very much not just motivated, but obliged. Yes, this is our obligation. Not out of fear, but yes, I'm obliged to do that. Everyone else is also doing that, and I know this is the right thing to do. And in time, one actually starts to feel happy from surrendering. And by feeling happy from surrendering, one enjoys pleasure. One enjoys a spiritual pleasure, not transcendental pleasure, but a spiritual pleasure. Someone says, oh, this is really nice. Surrendering to Krishna feels good. In that way, he's inspired to surrender further until the purification of the heart invokes actually a real, not only just a taste in the activities of devotional service, because they're getting a real taste from chanting and hearing, but they become actually attached to Krishna. I want to please Krishna. That mood of wanting to please Krishna may in the beginning not be complete, but it's there, and it's there because I love Krishna, because, or at least we express it like that, it may not be prema, but there's some attachment there. I want to spread the Krishna consciousness movement because it makes Prabhupada happy, it makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happy because it's their desire, and I want to see them happy. That's my goal in life. So progressing like that, and ultimately, yes, then one comes to the spiritual platform. And on the spiritual platform, surrender then becomes complete. It matures and comes to completion at the platform of prema. Even someone who is on the platform of ecstasy, because he's not fully aware of his eternal relationship with Krishna and his rasa hasn't fully manifest, therefore he doesn't can't fully really surrender to his identity because he doesn't know what his identity is. But as that identity manifests and the details of eternal service are also there, a devotee then becomes a real lover of the Lord and fully surrendered. Just like examples of how Mother Yashoda is willing to sacrifice her life many, many times over, and this is not just some kind of nice example or some type of poetic alliteration. She is willing to give up her life any number of times to just make Krishna happy. She feels like that, and she would do it. That's real surrender. That highest platform of surrender, that's then expressed by Srimati Radharani in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes so nicely the Ashlishava Kanashtamam, the last verse of Shikshashtakam, where she says that if Krishna wants some other woman, Krishna never wants any other woman, he only wants Srimati Radharani, but if Krishna wants some other gopi, then I'll go to her and I'll fall down at her feet and I'll ask her to come and dance and sing and please Krishna and serve Krishna in different ways. If my unhappiness at being thus rejected by Krishna gives Krishna pleasure, then actually my misery will become the best of my pleasure. So this is real surrender. Whatever it is that's good for Krishna, I surrender to that, and that's my life air. That's my breath. That is what makes me work. It's not something that we can imitate. It's not not an artificial thing, but it's something that we should know about, hear about, and it should inspire us. Pray to these personalities that one day we can also become so surrendered, like Srila Prabhupada. He risked death. He left at old age to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Why? Because he was surrendered to the order of his spiritual master. He was surrendered to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took on any risk that we do here in the material world, and that type of same mood and mentality continues in the spiritual world. So, in the meantime, we cultivate all the six aspects of surrender, cultivate them, practice them, practice them, practice them. Ultimately, the perfection will come. Hare Krishna.